I am wealthy in every way. I serve millions of people around the world. We are millionaire minds.
Unmuted. Muted.
I think we lost him.
We here.
Oh, I did not know I was on mute the whole time. Dang, I was saying some good stuff. All right, so what I was saying is we're about to get into the testimonial part. This is the part where we all share with each other. If you know like I know, the universe always gives to the givers and takes from the takers. Now, if you haven't joined Dear Millionaire yet, this is a great time to do it. All you do is send a text message, just like it's a tweet or Instagram. Use the at symbol, and it's like at MillMind. So at MillMind, and you send that to the number 81010. When you send that text in to the number 81010, what will happen is it will write you back and ask you your name. Just like that, you're enrolled. You're done. You are going to love this program. So this morning, let us know your name, where you're from, who put you on with the Affirmation Nation, and then tell us how you like The Strangest Secret. I know we sent that out on Dear Millionaire. Or tell us your favorite affirmation, or you can tell us your Affirmation 3. Who wants to go first? Did anybody listen to The Strangest Secret like we talked about yesterday? Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. This is Grace Harley from Maryland. And I just want – my favorite affirmation is why does every good thing happen to me? And I know I'm missing it. Why do all good things happen to me? And I'm just so excited today because – Farron put me on the line. And something else I was supposed to say, I don't know. But anyway, guess what? Okay, I live in the state of Maryland. We have this thing called a bag tax, a bag. You pay 5 cents for a bag, okay? It's like sweeping the nation, right, making people pay for these little plastic bags that tear up as soon as you leave the store. So anyway, ever since they passed this law many years ago, I just took a resolve. I am not paying 5 cents for a bag. So last night I go to my favorite convenience store, and everywhere I go, I kind of let it be known, I don't buy those bags. And now, last night, the manager or the assistant manager, she not only gave me one bag but two bags, and I had asked her before she gave me the one, I'm like, did you charge me 5 cents? She goes, no, ma'am. Now, she said that because everybody knows this lady don't pay 5 cents, so now people are giving me plastic bags. So I'm just making that happen, and I just want to say and encourage everybody, just whatever it is that you are standing against, keep standing. And perception also is everything. I left the store, and I spoke to a gentleman saying good night, and he looked like he just ignored me, and I almost like, why is this man acting mean to me? And then when I got ready to walk out of the store, the same man walked over to the door, held it open, and said, ma'am, you have a wonderful evening. So evidently he may not have heard me speak to him, but suppose I had just gotten an attitude that I would never be talking to this man again because he sees me every time I go in the store. But anyway, I just want to say stick to your resolves. The mind, the power of the mind is so real. Mr. Ali, I thank you so, so much for what you're doing. And everybody, love you guys. Have a great weekend. Remember the week. Mr. Ali's going to tell you the weekend is for the week. God bless. Bye-bye.
yes, yes. Hashtag weekends of what a week. So that was an amazing testimony for a bunch of different reasons. I think that it's so important that we realize that our mind is a horrible master but a wonderful servant. Welcome Jamaris Walden, who just now joined Dear Millionaire. Listen, the mind is a wonderful servant, but a terrible master. You hear me? Now, before I go any further, I just want to add a small disclaimer. The reason that DC is charging a bag tax is because every piece of plastic ever invented is still here. Every plastic bottle, every plastic cup, every plastic toothbrush, every plastic, it's all still here, you know. And so what we're trying to do is find ways to curb the fact that our technology may have surpassed our humanity, right? Sometimes we're doing things and we don't know what we're actually creating. We're creating monsters. And so that's why they're doing that with the plastic. But you're so right about the point that it is all about the energy you put out that will attract, that will resonate and therefore attract a certain energy back to you. You know, I call it the law of resonance. I was just talking to one of my friends about it a couple of days ago. Now, if you're in one room with a piano and another room with a tuning fork, completely different rooms in the same house, right? You strike that tuning fork, right? I don't know if you're familiar with a tuning fork, but Google it. It's like a little, it allows you to set the notes for the instrument. If I bang that against the wall and it says set to C flat, the piano wire will vibrate. But which piano wire? Obviously, there's one wire attached to each key. Well, only the C flat wire will vibrate. All the rest of those wires in that piano, and there are many of them, do nothing. They do nothing. So then the tuning fork might as well not exist. Well, that's what you're doing with the frequency that you let resonate from your body. Well, you say, how do I adjust the frequency? One word, millionaires. It's called decision. It's called decision. She made a decision that she's not going to pay for bags anymore, and then the universe flows like water around that. She didn't say, well, I wonder if they're going to make me pay. She said, I'm not doing it. And she said it with force. She said it with authority. And then the universe said, your wish is my command. Who else has them on for us this morning? Star 6-1 unmute your line. Tell us your name, where you're from, and who plugged you in with the Affirmation Nation. Also, I'd love to hear from somebody who heard the strangest secret for the first time after we sent it out on Dear Millionaire last night. Who heard the strangest secret? Anybody else want to give? I know it was hard to beat that testimony, but try. That's your ego telling you you'll never be as cool as her. It's not true. You can do it. Everyone is cool in their own way. In the meantime, if you yes. Okay, so you were just trying to unmute yourself. You're like, I ain't scared. What's your name? Where are you from? And who put you on with the Affirmation Nation?
Yeah, my name is Alicia. I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And Shamise Bailey. I've been on the line for about a year now. And I did hear it yesterday. It was very powerful. I really enjoyed listening to it, and I'm going to listen to it again this morning going to work.
You talking about the strangest secret?
Yes, the strangest secret.
What's the main thing that stood out to you about it? I'm just curious. If you could give everybody one learning point, what would it be? If you wanted to encourage them, why they should listen to it too?
I like the part about believing and visualizing, you know, what you believe is what you have become. What you visualize every day, what you're thinking about is what who you are. And I really enjoyed that. And how you're talking about, you know, faith as well and the 30-day plan. So I like all that.
Good, good, good. Okay. Well, I really, really appreciate you sharing that. And everybody who didn't listen to The Strangest Secret, it went out yesterday about 5:15 p.m. This evening, I think the replay for Going the Extra Mile, our latest obsessive success, I think that's going out on Dear Millionaire. But if you're already on Dear Millionaire, then you got it yesterday. It's called The Strangest Secret. Please listen to it. We got time for one more testimony. Star 6-1, unmute your line. Tell us your name, where you're from, and who plugged you in with the Affirmation Nation. Who else wants to go? Can like our Facebook page, We Are Millionaire Minded. on Facebook. You can also join Affirmation Nation. It's like a closed group that we have on Facebook, a couple hundred members, you know. I think that you'll enjoy that. If you're already in there, you know, I love the fact that you guys are engaging more. You know, that's really cool. And, you know, that's how we're going to do this, because environment is much stronger than willpower. You got to make sure you're fully and completely living in the intention that you're going to create this environment that's the most conducive for growth. That's what we're doing here. Who else wants to share? Who else wants to share?
Hi, if no one else wants to share, I'll share. This is Nana Malia from D.C. Hey, millionaires.
Good morning. Good morning, millionaires.
Yeah. Good morning. Of course, thank you for, you know, this creation evolution. And one of my favorite is, why do things always work out so well for me, even though I already know why they work out so well for me? I serve God, and God serves me. So just one of the things that I really had the intention on doing, I'm based in D.C., family in New York. I went to New York for, I'm a performing artist, as well as an activist, and so I had work to do in New York, and I also wanted to see this dynamite play. Joe Morton, who a lot of people know, whether from Scandal or from Brother from Another Planet, is doing a play about Dick Gregory, the activist, who I actually happened to work with as well. So I wanted to see what was being done about this great person who's still here and see what this piece is in New York. It was all sold out. It's been sold out like Hamilton, like forever. There's no seats. You can't get in. If you call, if you go to the box office, if you get online, if you show up, they tell you, no tickets, no seats, no seats, no seats. Well, I had to see this play, you know, because I wanted to see it. I know the brother too well. I know his family. One of his sons is my chiropractor. But the bottom line is this. There were no seats. They said that all day long. I went back to the very last show. And at the very end, when they're letting everybody in, they said, you're still here? I said, yeah, because somebody got a ticket for me. There's a ticket. They said, well, even if people don't show up, we can't resell the tickets. It's not legal. The guy comes out the back, the manager, and says, I have one ticket, you know. And so there were a few people waiting. And they said, and this one lady came, and she mentioned somebody's name, and she went all up to the guy, I know so-and-so, and da-da-da-da-da. And I knew people worked in the crew and other people who worked in production, but I didn't name drop. I just stood there, and I was like, I'll be really disappointed if she gets that ticket. And I've been here for a couple hours, you know, trying to find out if they had a wait list, different processes they do. Anyway, bottom line is somebody who also had been very mean to me. No, they don't have any more tickets. You know, she put her hand up in my face. White woman, stop. So I decided to take the high road, and I just said, thank you very much, you know, and decided not to. Somebody said, did she actually come? I said, yes, she did, but that's okay. Anyway, that woman spoke up for me to the manager and said, she was here first. She's the one that needs the ticket.
Woo!
So, you know what I'm saying?
Two stories in a row about not jumping to conclusions. Like, I love that. Were you done?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I could go on. There's so many confirmations every day. And I really appreciate those who share. I gain a whole lot from it. Continue to share. If somebody's afraid to share their name, share anonymously, because there's so much we can get from these stories, because the manifestations come for each of us. And I think this call helps us and even me see all the small things and the big things, which is important, especially in the midst of everything that happens in life every day.
It's so true. And again, millionaires, what I wanted to point out is that, again, you see what happens when you make a decision. When you cut on that frequency, the universe flows around you. This was a magnificent set of testimonials this morning. Like, I feel so humble. I hope everybody caught the message. That's obviously something that God wants us all to go with this weekend. You've got to make a decision. Don't worry about it. We got you. We got this. And God got us. Millionaires, that's going to do it for this morning. I hope you understand that either your mind has expanded to match your goals, or your goals are going to shrink to match your mind. Make sure you join Dear Millionaire. Make sure you show 5-10 other people how to do it today. And remember, this is all nature, right? You can only grow or die. So let's grow.